Welcome to Pockets of Hope. I am your host, Molina June-Pierre, and I'm so happy that you have decided to tune in to today's new episode. First, we're going to go ahead and get started with our breathing exercise. Breathe in and out very slowly. One more time, breathe in, hold it for a moment, and gently release it. We're going to take one last deep breath. Let's go, breathe in, and exhale slowly. Very good. And as a reminder, we do this just so that we could be aware of our space, our time, and our moment here on earth. And the fact that we took the moment to spend some quality time with God today. Time. Time is such a precious commodity. It is honestly what we all sell. That's what we work hard for. Time. We exchange our time for money. We exchange our time when we go to school for knowledge. We exchange our time every single day with every choice that we make. Many of us, we even forget or can't manage our time. So we lose time, or it never seems to be enough time to get anything done. But the most important time that we could ever watch, seek after, or even be on is God's time. Yesterday we talked about keeping our pace and just flowing and not running and moving swiftly, but it's about having endurance and just not watching someone else's journey on this world, but keeping focused on your own journey. But another aspect to that is, which is before that actually, is knowing what to do with the time that you do have, and also living in God's time. You won't feel rushed if you understand God's timing, or if you trust God's timing for anything that He is doing in your life. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1 says, "There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heaven." So God never promised us that our life on earth would be easy. There would be moments in our lives when things are super good, and moments in our lives where we are sad, where we are in mourning, where there is things are being birthed and things are coming to an end. Every single thing is timed when it comes to God. But we must also know, hallelujah, that we have to recognize that each day is a blessing from God, and we must be thankful for it and celebrate each day while we're living it. And you know, sometimes we make plans for our future, but there's a saying, man plans, but God laughs. So I encourage you that as you are living your daily life, know that each day is precious, and all of the minutes that we have in a day, they have value to God, and we ought to embrace them because they are all a part of God's timing for your life. And another scripture that I would love to read to your hearing about how God's timing is so precious to us. And so we are not to rush him or try to get besides ourselves or feel discouraged when things are not going our way. Or, you know, you planned, you said, by the time that I'm 30, I would be married and have my two children and have my home. You know, we tend to pressure ourselves. But then again, along the way, different things happen. Maybe you didn't get married the time you wanted to get married, or you could not conceive children when you wanted to conceive, you know. And so you get discouraged along the way. But I encourage you not to get discouraged, because what God has for you is for you. And God's timing is the very, very best timing. You know, I want to share something personal, even for me, when I thought of how my husband and I, we wanted to do something. We really wanted to do this thing. And we thought about it. We planned it. But none of the times that we thought to do it, Looking back, we realize, had this thing happened for us before or at the times that we were planning it, it would have been a failure. We would not have been able to move forward the way that we are moving now that this great thing has happened for us in God's time. And God's time is always mysterious. We don't fully comprehended, but the Bible in 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 8 through 9 says, but do not forget this one thing there, friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like a day. That is amazing. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. So when we think of a slow season in our lives, when we think of something being slow and not moving at the time that we want it to happen, understand that a day with God, one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years, it's like a day. So you might feel like God is dragging his feet. Understand that he is in his own time frame. In fact, God does not exist in time, but time exists in God. Hallelujah. So there is no limitation to God for when he does something for you, or when he doesn't do it. He does it in the perfect time for you, the very perfect time for you. And I think that I've shared this scripture on several of these, these episodes, where we must submit ourselves to God. You know, in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. And so with that being said, we need to understand that trusting God timing requires us to submit ourselves to him, for us to not lean on our own understanding, but to acknowledge God in every single thing that we are doing, in every thought, in every way. And we must also know, hallelujah, as Jeremiah 29 verse 11 declares to us, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Hallelujah. So those are the things that we need to know. God's timing is the best timing for anything. So I encourage you to commit your ways to God. Submit your prayers to him, your heart's desires, those things that you feel, you know, are not happening when you want them to happen. Trust that God will do them in his time, because his timing is always the best timing. God bless you. God keep you. And thank you for tuning into Pockets of Hope. And that is your message of hope for today. Wow.